Hey guys, I always want to keep you guys informed about new stuff that I'm trying out, testing out, loving. And most of you guys have seen that I have this video on my Facebook page just about how I manage my day-to-day life, the different tabs I have open at all times. So I had at one time, I would have Google Calendar open at all times, which I still do. I have a Trello board that's current week, and that really just kind of maps out all my clients just listed in a row. I have checklists within there, different projects, different things we're working on, just to kind of keep an eye like in one nice clean place. Just even if it's like daily tasks for them, monthly tasks for them, different campaigns we're working on, projects, all of that kind of lives within this one current week Trello board. And I used that for like my day-to-day management for a while. But it wasn't something that I was, I felt like was really intuitive, especially when managing a team. I just didn't love how that looked and my team could never really get on board. So I moved over and started using for my own project management, just Airtable spreadsheets. So I'd have a team board on Airtable or a team, spread like a sheet. And then I'd have, different tables for different, team members. And then I'd have my own for my weekly productivity. So I'd kind of keep track of my day and like how I was spending my time. And that was working for a while, but then after a few months, it just started to get, it was just a lot of like data entry, and I will probably end up at some point maybe going back to that, because I was not only just tracking like how much time I was working on client projects versus my own marketing and my own course curriculum, all of those things. I do still like the idea of doing that, but I just feel like I go in a seasonal cycle with using these different apps and these different tools. It doesn't mean I'll never go back to them or find a different way to use them. It just means that right now my brain is not running optimally using these tools. So the other day I was on YouTube and I, you know, had an ad come up over a video, which I've seen probably 100 times come up, and it's for Monday.com, and it is a paid app. I thought it was free, but it's a free trial that I'm using right now. And then I can't remember if it's like $30 a month and it goes up to, you know, more as you have different features or more users on it. But I've been loving it so far this week. It's really awesome because it does create these different boards and you have different columns. So each row is a task. So for example, I might have like for one client, I might say, okay, this week we need to get all of the photos that I just took processed. I need to upload all the photos to Prepper. I need to have somebody schedule all the photos in the feed for all of April. And then I need the copywriter to go in and write copy for each of these posts. And then I need to have somebody go in and fill in and do some hashtag research and enter in all the hashtags. So the April project for this one client is completed. I can kind of go as granular as possible and assign different people the different portions of that. And I can guess how much time it's going to take them. So if I have a team member that I'm paying an hourly rate and maybe I'm giving them 20 hours in the week, I'm no longer just like saying, hey, we need to get this done. Just get it done when you can. I'm actually like thinking ahead and being intentional and saying, okay, this project probably is going to take you 4 hours. So I'm going to mark down 4 hours here. And then they have a time tracker where you can just hit a play button and it kind of records your time. And then you can shut it off. You can actually enter in manually how much time you are spending too. So I'm not really doing it so much to like keep track of what my team members are doing. It's more for me having a realistic expectation of the work that I'm putting on them. I don't want to say to them, hey, I think that this like loading of a new demo site is going to take you an hour when it's actually going to take them 3 hours because they're having to like watch videos or relearn or do some research or Google, you know, all the different things that come along with like learning new tasks. Just because it's going to take me an hour doesn't mean it's going to take everyone in my team an hour. So it's good to be realistic and get a good track. And then it's also good to look and see like, okay, which team member is kind of having a light workload this week and where can I offload like all the different things I'm trying to get done and delegate some things to other people. And yeah, they might have to learn some new skills, but taking 5 minutes to record a screencast is a lot less time than spending an hour on this project myself. So it's really allowing me to kind of delegate a lot easier and keep track a lot easier. My team's really liking it. You can customize it a lot. I wouldn't say you can do as many customizations as Airtable, but you definitely can put in a space where I can add like Loom video links, passwords if I need to. They can ask questions and comments. So if you're looking for a new way to track your projects, give it a whirl. Check out the free trial. This is not an affiliate like promotion. This is just me loving this app. And I've been telling everyone I know about it, especially if you're someone who's a very, like, I feel like if you're not a spreadsheet-brained person, and I love spreadsheets, but they don't come naturally to me. I like something a little bit more visual, something that's easy in an app to kind of navigate. I don't feel like Airtable's super mobile-friendly, especially as far as like going through checklists and seeing what priorities are. Oh, and I love the fact that you can sort the lists. So you can sort for date, like when's the due date? What's all due today? And out of all those things, like what are marked high priority and what are marked like low priority? And then, you know, what are we stuck on? Some of my team members can put the status as like they're working on it right now, so I know what's going on and I don't have to pile anything else on them. Or they can mark it like, hey, I'm stuck. I have a question on this and I can't move forward till this happens. So it's awesome to kind of get like a bird's eye view and a holistic view of what everyone's working on this week, so we can move stuff to the next week if we need to, or just try to like bring on someone new to help us do these things. It has been awesome. So if you want to try it out and test out the demo and let me know what you think or ask me any questions, feel free to DM me on Instagram and let me know what you think about monday.com.